The Bloomington Normal Economic Development Council is changing what data it tracks. EDC Vice President Zach Dietmeyer tells WGLT's Mary Cullen the new data sets will provide a clearer look at local economic growth and workforce development.
The EDC for years has done its best to try to give kind of a finger on the pulse of the local economy for McLean County and all of Central Illinois, really. We are always looking for new and better ways to do that by providing relevant information for businesses or certain metrics that might help our local businesses better prepare for changes in the workforce or to really increase their growth opportunities through some of these metrics. And lately with the changes at the EDC, it's opened us up to some new opportunities for these data presentations. And this is the first being by the numbers where we're really going to start to dive into the workforce side of things. We focused more on the presentation side this year on our local workforce and some of the resources we have locally in Bloomington Normal and throughout the county. But it's really going to allow us to see why some of these questions are being asked and what we can do to provide better value for that workforce.
Maybe to expand on that definition just a little bit, the specifics of what you are tracking, what are the different categories now?
Traditionally, what we've tracked have been some of the basic mainstay categories that you'll see in the news all the time. Unemployment rate, your labor force numbers, your participation rates, home sales, sales tax numbers, and the likes of that. And those are usually good proxy indicators of the health of your community. You know, you'll know that whether or not you're doing well, depending on what's being bought and sold. And that's a good start, but it really doesn't help drive the growth of your business community because it doesn't answer questions about what are people making in their jobs. You know, how quickly are those jobs turning over? What is needed by these companies out of employees coming into the workforce. And it really allows us to track some new and interesting things that the data resources are out there, and you just need to be able to have somebody who can tell that story and can better indicate what programs we need to set up as a community and in our economic development initiatives.
When considering making sure that we are growing economically as a community, how is this going to make a difference, and why does it matter that you are making this change when they're not necessarily up to speed traditionally with the reported numbers that we usually see?
Well, I think there's a lot of factors that go into it. And first and foremost is the fact that we are in Illinois. It makes things unique. We have our own challenges as a state. And we're not similar to the coast. You see the breakdown of what the West Coast and East Coast need is not what the central portion of the country is offering, and Illinois is not offering the same things that Indiana or Wisconsin or Michigan are doing. So it really does require us to be more customized in what we need as data sources and also what we can offer as a unique workforce. And it's important for us to focus on this regional concept because something like a labor shed, that's just simply where are your workers coming from? It's not always from your hometown that tracks that. So some of this data that might track the unemployment rate in Bloomington Normal is not as relevant. We need to know what that combination is with Peoria or Decatur or Champaign-Urbana because those are sometimes where your workers are coming from, and that's starting to become very evident and why it's so important to focus on a regional economic development approach. Now, there's definitely challenges with that because everybody in Central Illinois has a few things in common. It might be manufacturing. It's certainly agriculture and resources that are attached to that. But it gives us an idea that and reminds us that, you know, what's good for Bloomington Normal is good for Peoria and is good for the surrounding area because we have workers coming from Peoria every day to Bloomington to work. We have folks leaving Normal to go to Champaign to work every day. And it shows why that is just a key piece of development and for sustaining our regional health.
That was Bloomington Normal Economic Development Council Vice President Zach Dietmeyer talking with WGLT's Mary Cullen ahead of tomorrow's Being by the Numbers event.